The holidays are here. The holidays are here. Do, 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 the holidays are here. So, in case you can't tell, the holidays are kind of like my favorite time of the year. I absolutely love it. Yes, it's still getting kind of cold, so that part kind of sucks, but it's just so festive. You get Christmas trees. The whole night sky and everywhere around is just covered in Christmas lights. You get amazing, like, goodwill. There's gifts. Those gifts are beautiful. It's just, everything about it, the whole aesthetic of the holidays makes me so happy. Absolutely happy. And that's why today I wanted to talk to you about being kinky for the holidays and giving you some inspiration to do some amazingly kinky things for the holiday. Because, I like being kinky year-round, and I like the holidays. So why wouldn't I put the two of them together if I had the chance? So that's essentially where I'm at. I'm trying to give you guys some good inspiration for cool, kinky things you can do during the holidays. And most of my experience of holidays is, unfortunately, mostly in Christmas traditions, and I'm not religious. So some of these things may not really work for what your idea of holidays is, or it just may not feel comfortable for you to do, and that's totally okay. If those don't work for you, don't do them, because there's so many cool things you can do. Don't do the things that make you uncomfortable. That's no fun. So, I don't know about y'all, but when holidays start coming around, things can get really expensive. Between going out and looking nice to go out, because I feel like a lot of us look extra nice for the holidays because we see people we don't always see, maybe family we don't see, or friends, or whomever. Between gifts, between any travel to go see those loved ones, between the actual decorations, between all of the amazing events out there to do involving the holiday season. I swear there's so many, I would die trying to do them all. There's just so much to do during the holidays that the holidays can get expensive. And I'm hoping some of these suggestions also help give a second life to some of your items too. Because when you buy them and they're expensive, you might as well get as much use out of them as you can. At least that's how I look at it. So one of the first ways, and easiest, I think, ways I have to suggest using your holiday decor to your advantage. And by that, I mean, like, join a secret club with your partner. And make that secret club involve a whole secret language. So let's say you have this cute, adorable holiday deer, and this holiday deer has a little Christmas hat, and it's like the cutest thing ever. By the way, I have that, and it is the cutest thing ever. You could make the deer point towards the fridge, and that might mean forced feminization tonight. You could make that deer lay on its side, and that might mean you're getting a stroking to orgasm tonight. You could really do anything, and it could mean anything. And I think part of why I love this is because most of us live in worlds where we're not able to be completely out. You might have family that lives with you. You might have kids. You might have roommates. People might come visit, especially during the holidays when I end up having to pack away everything in a closet for the entire season because so many people come over. So being able to have something in plain sight that means something kinky and sexual, it's like this secret fun club. And I'm just really into the idea of that. And it makes me happy. So I do it. But you can do that with pretty much any piece of decor you have. You could do that with your, like, elf on a shelf if you wanted. You could do that with boots at the door. You could do it with really any object in your entire home. But I'm particularly fond of doing it during the holidays because I feel like it could get a little overwhelming to pay attention to every object in the home all the time to see how they change. But I highly recommend doing this. It's really fun. If you'd like to earn your FetLife required seasonal picture, you can always use your Christmas tree or any of your holiday decorations as a background for kinky pictures. It is, like I said, pretty much a like requirement for the holiday season on FetLife. They're going to go viral as they usually do. Better yet, if you're into bondage, you could turn one person into a Christmas tree, finger quotes here, via the bondage, and then hang ornaments on them instead of on the Christmas tree. So you could put away the Christmas tree and you could hang those ornaments on your partner. I've seen this done at parties so many times. I think it's kind of one of those Christmas kinky party staples at this point. I've seen it done with saran wrap, where everyone involved was hanging the ornaments on the saran wrap. I've seen this done with rope, where the ornaments went straight onto the ropes that were wrapped around a person. Green rope, by the way, because obviously you need to make sure it matches. One second. And for minimalists, I've seen this done with just cups, where the person's hands were in the tippy top tree position above their head, attached to the ceiling, and their legs were spread out really far with a spreader bar. So now you have like your nice triangular tree to look at. And that person had strappy lingerie on, so you could just hang all the ornaments on their lingerie. How fun. And I find that particularly fun. I like the idea of reusing all these items in a fun way, especially private after your celebrations or before your celebrations are done. It's just fun. Make sure you leave your sentimental ornaments out of this one because things are going to fall. I recommend making sure none of the ornaments are breakable if possible. They make plastic ornaments now for pesky cats and dogs and everyone else that likes to mess with trees. So you should be able to get some stuff that just kind of doinks on the ground if it falls, because they will fall. They will definitely fall. They will fall more once you start tickling them. They will definitely fall more then. They will fall more if you have, you could get like a little feather duster. You could tickle them. This could be a good time for a pegging. Because, like, can you imagine little ornaments like jingle, 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 jingle? It would be so cool with every thrust. So I am in favor of this. If you are an orgasm denial kind of person, you could continue Locktober and No Nut November by turning everything about December into a countdown for an orgasm. So you could be going on month number 3. And then January 1st could be Best Orgasm Ever Day. Or it just turns out that it needs to be pushed back till February. So you could do 4 months, right? That could be fun. You could also go the other way with it. I am hardcore into behavioral modification. I love the fact of, I just love the idea of being so in control of someone and things they do that they change their behavior on a completely innate and unconscious level. Like, I love that. And I've done a lot of things with it at this point. I think one of my favorites is that my partner really didn't like condoms when we got together. Kind of indifferent, didn't really care. They kind of hurt him to wear sometimes, depending on the brand. So mostly just kind of negative, neutral on them, but understandable of why they needed to be there. And over our years together, I've taken to making him wear them when he's getting hand jobs for orgasm. Not just regular hand jobs. Like, if I'm just going to edge him for 2 hours, meh, I'm not going to go find a condom for that. But after he ruined, okay, some of my lingerie by making a mess on it, I switched over to anytime he might get a chance at orgasm, a condom goes on it. And we're talking hand jobs. Like, nothing, like, no going in a hole, no real reason besides mess containment. And over the years of doing this, even the sight or discussion of condoms is enough to really arouse him and get him close, just, like, by it existing. And that's fun. I absolutely love that. I like having that control. I like that it wasn't really planned or intended. No, it really wasn't planned or intended. I intended to make them more familiar so he'd hate them less, but I never intended this quite a reaction. And I just, okay, I'm off topic, but I love behavioral modifications. And something you could do, and it would be weird, but it would be great, is to start in early November, every time you let them have an orgasm, say Merry Christmas. And again, early November, it's going to be a little weird. And you just keep doing it over and over with repetition. And soon the brain is going to start associating Merry Christmas with orgasm and sexual arousal. Now that phrase, every time you say it during December, is going to have that little sexual thrill to your partner. And I don't, it's kind of my thing. I love it. I love the awkward arousal when it's completely inappropriate kind of thing. I love it. So Merry Christmas could become your new fun way to signify arousal and make it all fun. I don't know. Exerting control makes me happy. That's probably why I'm on the D-type side of the slash here. So another FetLife picture must could include using your holiday lights to bondage someone. I'm sure you've seen like 8 zillion of those at this point. You've probably seen them in boudoir. You've probably seen them on like Instagram. Everyone does this now. So it's clearly a quintessential must do. Realistically, Christmas lights don't really work for bondage all that well. Either they're going to cut into skin because they're not meant to be used for bondage, or you're going to break them because they're not meant to be used that tightly for bondage, or you're going to make shitty bondage. That's the most likely one. You're just going to make shitty bondage. So realistically, use a different method for the bondage if you want bondage, and just lightly wrap the person in the lights for your pictures. You don't really need to do the bondage with the lights. You can just make it look pretty cool already. If you're going to be doing this with either a DSLR, so the big cameras, or your cell phone, make sure you have an extremely steady hand. This is going to be low light photography, and therefore any sort of like shakes or moves are going to make it blurry. So have a very steady hand, hold it with both hands, be still when you're taking them, or you're just going to have a bunch of blur, which, hey, artistic license if you want. Also, while you're at it, make sure the lights you're using run cold before doing this. Some Christmas lights run hot. That is why they can be a fire hazard when they hang out on top of fabrics and make them hot, and then everything catches on fire, etc., etc. Only in this case, you will actually just burn skin. It will be uncomfortable, and then it will burn. So make sure you've done a trial run with your lights, plug them in for a while, an hour, two, whatever. Make sure that they're not really warm to touch before you wrap them around a human being. While you're at it with the lights, though, you could make a cool sex fort with Christmas lights, like a cool one. You could wrap them around the bed. You could wrap them around the headboard. You could wrap them around the walls on top of the furniture. You could make like the cutest romantic gesture by having a room just filled with beautiful Christmas lights, and maybe like a present on the bed, or your naked body, lingerie on the bed. You could make it really, really cool. So you don't have to just use your holiday lights just for wrapping around a tree or wrapping around the outside of the house. You can totally bring them inside and use them for that cool, magical, like fairy tale feeling that they can kind of have. While we're talking about reusing objects, you could also use gift wrap. If you have gift wrap that's still on the wrapping paper roll and you need to get rid of it for whatever reason, I always recommend using it on gifting and such first, because that's its intent, and don't waste it. But if you need to use it for some reason, i.e. it won't fit in the container and I'm just going to toss it anyway, use it for mummification. Be careful with the edges because it is paper, and paper cut is real and it is torture. Paper cuts are torture. But you can totally use wrapping paper for mummification, and I recommend doing so. I have a post on an entire scene to do with mummification. If you need some inspiration or suggestions, I'll throw that in the post that you can click on the link and read it. But you can wrap it around your partner and have this little burrito that it looks like a Christmas present. In whatever, you know, wrapping paper you chose to use for this. It could be little reindeers, smiling little penguins, whatever you went with, you could use it. If you went and had a giant gift this year, you could also just use the wrapping paper afterwards for playing with. A little more impromptu, you could have your partner stand in the middle of it and wrap them like you would a wine bottle. So, you know, human stands in the middle of the wrapping paper and you wrap the wrapping paper around the outside. You can use tape to stick them in there. You can use excess ribbon scraps that you had to tie them in there as well. Standard bondage safety always applies, including this time. So make sure you don't have wire in your ribbon. Wire is part of what makes ribbon look so fancy and fluffy and so beautifully pristine. My stuff always falls flat. But wire is part of what does that. Ribbons do have wire in them. Make sure that your ribbon doesn't have wire in it before choosing to use it for bondage. And as always, have safety shears around. Make sure you can cut through anything with your shears that you use for bondage, etc. But this is paper and tape, and you can have a lot of fun with it. And you can accidentally overwrap the tape a little bit right onto some nice body hair. Like, wow, that's so much hair, but oh, I'm so sorry for getting it there. I'll just rip that right off for you. Make sure it gets off the skin real fast. Like, you can have a lot of fun with this if you'd like. But it's playful, too. And it's a fun way to just play. And kink needs more play. I'm a big play fan. If you have one of those gigantic drawstring bags, I know I have a couple from Amazon's free gifting thing they do when you send things to people. They're huge, absolutely huge. Like, I'm terrible at measurements, but a couple feet around at least. You can easily use these giant, large drawstring bags for impromptu face hoods. Make sure your face hood material, so you make sure your gift bag is breathable, and never, ever, ever, ever tighten that gift bag around the neck. But if you just kind of stick it on their head, it just turns into like a giant blindfold slash face hood. And that can be really fun as like a giant blindfold slash face hood. Make sure the bag's empty or don't. Like, just, oh no, there's confetti. It's all over you now. Oh no. But it can be particularly great for hiding a face in photos that you want to post online otherwise. It looks very themed if you're trying to wrap up your partner as a present and there's, you know, wrapping paper on the bottom and on the top, you've got a nice, cool gift bag. Just like whole present all the way. And there's cool like heels at the bottom. That same bag can also be used to bondage the feet if somebody is sitting down. You just kind of stick both feeties in there and then you pull the drawstring bag shut. And now their feet won't really separate, so they're not going to be able to escape. You may or may not, I don't judge either way, want a separate bag for the feet face thing, but if you don't, that's cool too. Make it some cool fetish stuff, that's cool. But you don't want to do that while they're standing. It'll make it harder to catch your balance. But while they're sitting down, you can easily use it as the start to a scene to continue on with some of this other themed bondage stuff, which I think is pretty cool. While we're on it, let's like talk about other kind of cool ways you can interact with holiday decor to make it more fun. One sec. Love water. Water is great. So you can do a lot of things in secret, and I'm really fond of doing things in secret, like I said, because most of us are busy and can't just keep out like 100 days of chastity play calendar on the wall during the holiday season when other people are coming over. So making it discreet means you can still do it, but you don't have to keep pulling it in and out, and it's constantly accessible. One of my favorites, and I actually did a post on it last year, is to play a chastity game with candy canes. And I'll link the post for this podcast thing. But my favorite way to do it is you take a bunch of candy canes and you use a marker, if a food safe one if you're going to eat it, or a not food safe if you're not going to eat it and just using a decoration that year. And on each little candy cane, you write either 1, 2, 3, or a star. And each day, the person who's in chastity goes to the tree and selects a candy cane. And each candy cane will then tell them their fate. And their fate may be 1 more day in chastity, 2, 3, or if they're very, very good, they might get to come. So you can, as the top, wait that however you'd like. You could do 6, 7 days and make sure they don't come till March. You could not put a single orgasm in the entire thing if you want. You can make all of them orgasms. It's really your kind of thing. But I just love that it's all accessible and every day, and it's kind of festive but still kinky and in the spirit of things. And I really, really like it. How about that? If you're on a budget, you can get a box of those candy canes dirt cheap at the dollar store for $1, predictably. So, not sure how great those taste, but I don't really like candy canes. I just think they're super cute. Another way to do things is if you have a homemade advent calendar that you filled up yourself, you can use coded language alongside the advent treat. So when the person opens their daily advent treat for the day, let's say it's a little candy bar, there's also a little note attached. And that note says Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or Happy Hanukkah or whatever it is. And on a corner of that piece of paper, there's a small number. And this number could be easily missed if you weren't looking for it. But since they are looking for it, they see the number 13. And then they go into the bedroom where there is an entire 24 numbered list of 24 different tasks that need to be done. And they read down for 13, and they see that they're going to spend the rest of the day wearing a bra and panties of your choosing. And that sounds fun. Maybe tomorrow they're going to have to wear stiletto heels to get ready for bed. Maybe the next day there's a special gift waiting for them if they're good during the day. Whatever you'd like, you can just kind of make your own tasks for it, and you can hide the numbers for those tasks right in the advent calendar. And I like that. I think that's fun. You can correspond all the numbers to the advent calendar numbers. Like day one, they go into the bedroom and look at task for number one. Day two, they open the advent calendar, go in the bedroom, look at task two. But especially if the paper has all the tasks written in one spot, I find it's more fun and randomized if you switch up the numbers in the advent calendar so they don't sync up. So day two might have task 22, and day 3 might have task 11, so they never really know what's coming. You also can pick out different ornaments and give them different meanings. So let's say all of the blue ornaments mean today you get an orgasm, and all the yellow ornaments mean today I pick out your underwear for you, and all the green ornaments mean, what do we want those to mean? They mean that you're not allowed any sugar that day, because diet restriction is fun. And each day you can admire the tree and point out to your partner one of the ornaments that's a specific color, and they know when you point out and admire how beautiful that blue ornament looks right there, that they're going to be doing exactly what the blue ornament means that day. And again, new fun way to interact with the decorations that are already kind of around you. It's pretty fun. So what else can we do with the holidays? You can use cheap Christmas decor, especially that outdoor stuff that's plastic and designed for one use and it easily breaks. Stuff like, you know, those plastic candy canes where you buy 30 of them and they decorate your driveway, that kind of stuff. You can use that for impact play. Impact play is one of those easy ways to find pervertibles, which is essentially anything you can pervert into kinky ways, because impact play's one qualification is pretty much, can I hit a butt with this? And it turns out the answer is pretty much yes to everything. I could hit a butt with a newspaper, with junk mail, with plushies, with an empty water bottle, with a full water bottle, with outdoor decor, with a CD case, with my bottle of like vitamins here. Like you can impact play with virtually anything. Like in almost everything gets a yes in that category, which is really, really cool. And I mean, you could do it with a rubber ducky. And speaking of a rubber ducky, I have the cutest, oh my God, it's the cutest rubber ducky that I bought off Etsy from somebody who upcycles, and they're kinky. And essentially, I will put their shop in the notes because I forgot, because I have the memory of a goldfish. Essentially, what the person does is they take these weird, unwanted, junk-ish items and they attach handles to them. So they're like easy and fun to use for impact play. And I have like this gigantic ducky, like he's a duck. He like, oh gosh, that duck made a very loud noise. I'm gonna have to edit that. So I have this very cool ducky, and he is an actual giant duck, and he's on a handle, and I use him for impact play, and he makes a squeak noise every time I hit somebody with it, and it's like my favorite thing ever. It's so adorable. But they do it with like dolls and doll hands and like the weirdest stuff, but the coolest stuff, because it's a new home for various things, and that makes me happy. So you should check that out if you'd like. But the point being, anything can be used for impact play. But you need to be safe about picking what you use for impact play. And you need to think ahead about what you use for impact play, because it can go very wrong when you're doing pervertibles. So one, I was broke, and when you're in college, you're extremely broke. And we went, my friends and I, it's another kinky couple we met. We're not like intimate with them. We're just friends, but we both are like very kink aware. So we're very open with each other. And we're still friends with this couple. We're just not local anymore. And we all walked to the dollar store and got Christmas clearance. And the dollar store Christmas clearance is 50 cents a piece. Let me tell you, that is magic numbers when you are broke. And this other couple picked up this giant 3-foot outdoor candy cane to display at their house. It's just like a cheap little thin thing and whatever. They were just going to put it outside next year and they saved money. Yay, we're all broke. We made some. It's cool. And we went home and we were playing, like, not even a kink kind of playing like a board game, I think. I think it was Clue. And the S-type, I believe she identified as a sub, said something bratty to her partner, who was, I believe, the dom, top. I don't remember which one he identified as. And after she said this bratty thing, he pushes her onto the couch. And, like, this is... She knows where this is going. She probably said it to get it. So she knows where this is going. He pushes her onto the couch. And she's bent over. And he grabs the nearest thing near him. And you know what the nearest thing was? It was this 3-foot candy cane they had just bought. And he picks it up. And he swats her. And he swats her. And he swats her. And on the 4th swat, that candy cane breaks on that ass. It's broken. One of the pieces just falls to the ground, and the other piece is just like he's holding the loop in his hand, just like looking at it mystified because it's broken now. And everything ends out fine. Everybody dies laughing. It's great. I have a story to tell like 10 years later, but it could have went very differently because my TV happened to be opposite the wall they were doing the spanking on. And when things break, they fall the trajectory of the swing. And that could have quickly and easily been a broken piece of plastic swinging into a TV at velocity, and I may not have had a TV. So the point here being, you can pervert a good chunk of things into impact play, especially Christmas decor, any kind of decor, honestly. But make sure you think about them and think about what happens when they break. Because make sure you're not spanking at a trajectory where you'll break something when it flies. Make sure you're not using a material that's likely to break into multiple small pieces that might get into the eyes. Make sure you're using something that you can see visibly if it breaks so you don't keep spanking and end up cutting somebody up. So you can use it. It'll be so fun. It'll lead to a lot of fun and laughing, and it's just generally fun to pick up the cool, like the nearest thing to you and just spank someone. That's fun. But make sure you have a general idea of safety and how to keep it safe at the same time. Another fun way to use holiday things during the holiday, especially if you like collars and cuffs, you could easily decorate those using little clips and anything you want. Really. So if you have a cute holiday keychain you love, use a little clip and attach it to your collar, and you now have an adorable little holiday collar for the next couple months. You could go to the dollar store and buy those jingle bells in bulk, and you could attach them to your collar or your cuffs. It would make someone very festive. Oh no. So now I'm thinking. So you could put someone in, dress them to the nines in this beautiful erotic lingerie. Any gender, I don't care. Beautiful lingerie. And they're wearing an amazing collar. It looks sturdy. It's statuesque. It's an eye catcher. And attached to this collar are jingle bells. So every time they move their head, they jingle. And then we just make it a little worse. We attach these same jingle bells to these beautiful wrist cuffs and ankle cuffs that they're wearing. So every time they move at all, they're jingling. And now we put them in sky-high heels because A, that's beautiful. I like looking at it. And B, you'll make a little more noise when you walk because you can't tiptoe so easily. So you're jingling more. And then let's add one of those headbands that has reindeer antlers. And now, see, the scene's going very, very differently. And now let's go ahead and dress ourselves up as like the sexy Santa. Yeah, see, this has gotten weird, but it's a sexy Santa. And now we have a single tail whip and we're holding it, and it's gotten real fucking weird. And then we command them to prance. So now I'm just imagining you got like the whip and you're like, prance, reindeer, prance. And they're just prancing in their little heels and there's jingle, 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 jingle. And their little ears are flopping. I don't know. This would be my, this is my idea of a humiliation scene that I would love and fall in love with. And I want to do it now. And that's what happens when I think about things. I want to do weird shit. But that would be great. I could see that being easy humiliation play. But also you could just use jingle bells to keep track of your partner, to make it a little more festive. And just because they're kind of adorable. They're just really adorable. I think my last suggestion is to consider, if you have the time, to do a separate kink celebration of whatever you celebrate. If you do a Christmas, if you do a Hanukkah, if you do any of them, whatever you do, Friendsgiving, whatever you do for the holidays, to do a separate one with your kink people. Whether maybe you don't have a whole kink community, maybe you have a small kink friend group, or maybe you just have a kink partner, whatever it happens to be, I recommend doing it, doing a separate one just with them. And one of my, I don't know if I want to call it most treasured memories, but maybe it is up there. But I remember a couple of years ago, really fondly, I was with a sub very, very early in his forced feminization days. So basically, we're still like onboarding all the closets. So I had so many cool ideas and I had so many things I wanted to see them wear that basically all their gifts were just feminine clothes. And they weren't really out to anyone else. So I gave them a couple like token gifts during the gift exchange with everyone else who didn't know about any of this. But later on, we kind of had our own little Christmas. And I just remember it so fondly because we were both really open with one another and like the gifts, like I remember I put him in rope bondage. And then he would open a gift and I'd make him open the gift while he's in these weird rope bondage things. Like he doesn't have one hand or it's tied behind his back or both hands are tied and he has to use feet. And it's just, I put him in a rope bondage. He had to open the gift. And then the next challenge is I was like, okay, we'll strip down and put on these new femi clothes. I want to see how they look. I want to see and make sure they look right. So then he would have to take off his clothes while in this rope bondage and he'd have to put on the feminine things. And it was just this, just rinse and repeat. I'd change the rope bondage each time and we'd open a different gift and it'd be a different femi thing. And I just remember it really fondly because we really got to experience the items in a different way than I feel like most holidays go. I feel like you kind of open a gift and you're like, oh, thanks so much. Like any gift giving celebration, you open a gift, you thank them, you smile. You don't just like sit there and play with it. You got to move on to the next one or the next person. Otherwise you'll be there all day and or it'll just be weird while everyone watches you play with like a new fitness watch. And that didn't, because of the nature of things and how it was turned into like a mini scene or a long scene. This went on for like 5 hours, I think. We stretched it out. But because it turned into like a scene, we really got to value each item and really connect memories to it. And it just felt very intimate and friendly and close and trusting. And it really brought together the entire gift in a way that really honored our relationship. And it's been years and I fondly remember this and wish we could do it every year. So I highly recommend doing that, whether it's just with your lover or you have kink friends and everybody likes to gift each other kink items, whatever you happen to do. It doesn't have to be items. I mean, not everyone ends up buying a ton of kink items and or budgets can be tight. So if somebody wants like a new thing that costs a lot, you can't go buying them a bunch of kink things at the same time. It doesn't have to be money. It can be promises for new experiences. It could be love letters. It could be a service that they receive when you open it. Like they open their gift and it's a serenade that you give them. It could be something they've been wanting for a while. It could be coupons that they can redeem later. It can just be something as simple as like a spanking in the way that you like it. or whatever it is that works for you and your comfort level. If you're going to do this with kink friends, whatever works, it doesn't have to be objects. And I think that's one of those things, like, I'm not going to say I don't tend to forget it sometimes, but gifts don't have to be objects. You can wrap up love and thoughts and feelings and service and all sorts of stuff to make this really, really fun. And I think that kind of, I think we've kind of tapped me out here. A few don'ts. Make sure you abide by all the safety for bondage and BDSM and sex and everything else. Kink items are designed to be used for kink, but if you're going to be using not kink items for kink, they can behave unpredictably and in ways that they may not have been meant for. So make sure you follow all the rules, have your safety shears, do a hard think about all the things that could go wrong, and make sure your risk assessment's in place and you're okay doing the things, stuff like that. I know you see it often, but don't put candy or sweets or candy canes near a vagina. It's extremely bad for it. Nobody likes yeast infections. Nobody likes any infections. So let's like skip the infections part. The butt would be more tolerable if you want to put something in it, but again, no. It would come back out looking very terrible. And if you've ever licked a candy cane until it becomes that sharp pointy stick, you can see why that shouldn't go in anything, and it could break, and those breaks are kind of scratchy. Just don't stick things that are candy in holes that aren't a mouth. I mean, the mouth hole's okay. The other holes don't do. Those are bad holes. No. But that's pretty much all I got. I hope it's given you some holiday inspiration so you can have a little bit of fun, because the holidays are so fun and they're here and they're gone so prippin' fast. And I feel like adding a bit of fun and kink really kind of adds to the relaxation and all the good feelings. So you can get some nice intimacy and closeness with your partner in a really busy time. So I hope that helps, and thanks for listening to me today. If you have something or some kink idea or something cool and holiday kinky you did for any holiday, really, I'm down. It could be St. Patrick's Day, I'm down. Go ahead and reach out to me. I have my email and my Twitter right on my website, Kinky World, or you can hit me up at Twitter at Mistress_K, K-A-Y, if you want to go ahead and just tweet me there. Have fun and happy holidays.